Yo.
See, I was mid my song of the day. I'm listening to it right now. It's like it's hitting. What's up, y'all? Welcome back. You know what I'm saying? Back to Diary of Two Black Kids. You know what I'm saying? We haven't been here in a while. Carl, what have we been doing, bro?
Yo, why they all up in that business, Zion? Like, why they all up in that business?
Mind your beeswax, boy.
Mind your beeswax.
We've been chilling, you know what I'm saying? Taking a rest, you know what I'm saying? Now we back at it. We'll get more podcasts out more consistently, inshallah.
Yeah, no promises.
For y'all who don't know what that means God willing in Arabic.
Your mom's not gonna like that part because I don't know what you're doing, but
my Arabic, I love saying Arabic sayings like Alhamdulillah. That's my favorite.
It's crazy. Yeah. So, what have we been doing, man? Just recovery.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, this summer has been a lot, like a lot of camps, working out. I've been asleep for the past week because, you know what I'm saying, COVID hit my house like a storm. Everybody was sick except for me and Zaire.
Zaire's his older brother, boys. And we just played Fortnite a lot. Fortnite, Brawlhalla. And if you want to play Brawlhalla, hit us up because we're demons at that game. If you want to play Fortnite, we need a fourth. We low-key need a third because our third be selling. Anthony, if you listen to this, you be selling, boy. You be selling.
Anthony too funny because we'd be like mid session, and then out of nowhere we be like, Anthony drop, and it'd be like the game that we need him.
Like, he just won't be there.
We drop like 50 people in a one location. We'd be like, Anthony, we need you. Anthony is all the way on the other side of the map.
Yeah, and then he comes back when we're dead. He's like, I'll save you. I'm like, all right, bro. And then there's one game we almost won, and this man literally killed us. Like,
oh my god, that was annoying. Bro.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm definitively like the best player on this team. Like, no cocky stuff. I consistently am the best player, and it makes me pissed off that we have a PC player who was literally like the worst player on the team at the time. Like, that pissed me off. But, regardless. What's your song of the day, Zion?
You know what I'm saying? My song of the day is, I don't know if I did this one before, but Adorn by Miguel. Oh my goodness. That's just, I don't know how to explain that song. It's just like ethereal. It's like, it's just like bringing me to a different place, not in a different dimension. Like, it's such a beautiful song. What's your song of the day, Carl?
Well, now see, I was gonna, I might go with R&B. Nah, I was gonna go with we, because you know, there's no we without you and I. But you know, like, I gotta stick with my original. I think it was formerly called, like, it was originally called Garrett's Revenge, but on X's album, he just made it Revenge. And I don't know, it's such a sad song, but it's one like I hate like how Jocelyn Flores is so overplayed. Or like, what's that sad? Like, people just play them songs like, oh, I'm such an X fan, but like, Revenge hasn't been overplayed yet. It's not been mainstream, so I really like it. And the lyrics is really hard hitting. And like, I don't know, it's kind of like, it's terrifying because it's like an inner, like, look into like his mind. That man is like talking about like digging graves. Like, literally, the first line is like, I dug two graves for us. So, you know, it's just, it's really deep, really metaphorical. Like, I really lived that life. Like, you feel me? So. Anyways, another thing. A lot of people they be spreading hate, but like
they don't be living that hate.
Yeah, like me and Zion, we be living that hate. Like, we be commenting on people's posts. Like, we really be living that hate. But like, nah,
seeing happy couples on my timeline, you're getting blocked and reported instantly. Not gonna lie. Like,
when, when we were in the Brawlhalla game, best believe you get in chatted. Best believe you get a message. You get, even if
we
lose.
We're lost. Exactly. We're lost. My brother is like, he was like, one time, because I be playing Madden, and I chatted somebody after a Madden game, and he's like, "You're a menace." I said, "Yes, I'm a menace." What else am I supposed to do?
Loki, the dude I was telling you about, you know what I was, we all was talking about earlier. Nah, he's in a whole nother level. Yo, I don't think we'll ever touch that stratosphere, because that man. That man is on a different type of time. And that man, like, we might be some low level demons. That man's like the Ryuk of demons. Like, that's crazy.
Bro, that's actually crazy.
That's crazy. All right. So, anyways, you want to talk about colleges? You want to start it off? You want me to start it off?
I'll start it off.
All right.
So, as some of you guys know, you know what I'm saying? Me and Carl, we're going into our senior year. That's the big one. I mean, junior year is pretty big, but that first semester of senior year, that's what they looking at. You know what I'm saying? And they're the colleges, they're looking at that, and it's about crunch time for us, and we're looking for colleges right now, which is I mean, it's not really stressful, but it's like time consuming. And I don't know. Basically, we're looking, obviously, Baltimore, because you know what I'm saying? Basically, Baltimore, because you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows the Jitalangs and what do they be saying out there, Carl? Avenue.
Curfew.
That'd be a fun experience to go to B-more.
Nah, that's going to be crazy.
And then we look in other places, like some out west places. Like, have we looked North Carolina?
I don't think so. I thought we looked Pennsylvania,
Massachusetts.
Yeah, most of our schools, it was like DMV, and then it was like East Coast.
Mm-hmm. We looked at like one or two schools out west. You know what I'm saying? Me and Carl trying to be college athletes. Carl playing basketball. I'm playing baseball or football, whichever it takes me. Mm-hmm. Or maybe both. Who knows? Depending on where I go, you know what I'm saying?
Would you go do a sport?
That sounds like
pain. You get no breaks.
Now that's facts. Because football, you got preseason. So that's a shortened summer. And then you done with football, you got winter workouts for baseball. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. They'll have you around the clock. Especially if you go D1, they're gonna run you to the dirt. Oh man, you're gonna start taking PTO. That's gonna be crazy. Nah, but if you guys don't know, me and Zion, we're trying to get, even if we don't go to the same school, we're trying to get in the same vicinity. You know, mm-hmm. So like. Well, Baltimore, you know, that's a really special place because of the foreign culture over there. You feel me? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, like, you know, at Johns Hopkins, like, if you holler at your boys.
HMU.
What else is in that DMV area? Howard, they can holler at us, too.
We was looking at, what's it called? Virginia Union?
Oh, that school actually to holler at us because that smart campus stuff. I really like the way they're moving with that. And they HBCU,
That's mad, progressive. I need that in the school. You know what I'm saying? What are you looking for in the school?
Money. As long as the school, I need two things, right? They need to let me bring my car into campus freshman year, and they need to let me get a single room freshman year. After that, like, everything else is negotiable.
That's a lot to ask for, though.
What you mean?
Bringing your car into almost no freshmen.
If you go to a small school, they probably will let you.
How small are you looking? St. Luke's?
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. No, I think, I mean, honestly, that part's like, if the school, I'm going to be living on campus anyways, but just a car would just be fun to have. But, you probably get friends with upperclassmen anyways.
Yeah, definitely. Like, especially if you're playing sports.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, like, single room is mandatory. Because I can't, my first year, I'm not messing with it. Because you can't even, like, switch out a room, like, mid-semester. Like, and if I get an annoying person, like, God forbid, because, you know, it's really wraps. It's really up then.
Yeah. Like,
I'm going to be having sleepovers with other people if my roommate is bad. So, Bro, not running that fact. Single.
I definitely, like, whatever happens, hopefully my roommate is cool. Like, I'm not trying to have a roommate that's, like, just a weirdo.
Yeah. But, I mean, it depends. I think usually they, like, if you go for baseball or football, they usually room you with someone on the team.
Yeah.
Which is good. But it's, like, just for me, like, I love having my own space. Even if it's, like, cramped, I'd rather have that than, like, a big space and you share it with someone and then you find out the person you shared it with, you like, I really don't like that guy.
Yeah,
like,
that's facts.
Like, that's really tough.
Hey, I'm not trying to share a room with somebody, people who is not sanitary. You know people don't wash their legs?
Wash their legs?
Yeah.
What do you mean wash? Like
wash their legs, like, the hip to ankle part, they don't be washing.
Who doesn't do that? You have to wash your whole body. What? That's crazy. Nah, people, if you don't wash with a washcloth, man, you're already on my list. Because if you wash with a bar of soap, man, like, I'm like, nah, for real.
We're to everything. Y'all need to wash with washcloths. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, oh, the bacteria. Shut your mouth. Clean yourself. Nah.
There's some Johns that like that's like two beans. You just get one like every month or so, and you good, bro. Don't tell me you don't got $2, especially with this new NIL thing. Better get you some sponsorships. Better start scamming. Do something. You feel me? But yeah. So Zion, what were we looking at? Why are we just looking D1 through D3? Like
yeah, you know,
it's everything.
Everything under the sun.
I know everyone thinks it's cool to go D1, but, like, honestly, if you're getting into college for a sport, you're just, like, elite regardless. Because, like,
not necessarily.
There's not going to be a lot of people that play sports anyways.
Yeah, there isn't. You're right. But, like, schools like Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Obviously, it's a great school. And if you don't go there for sports, so be it. Or even if you do go in there for sports, they're, it's great to get in that school. Like, that's literally one of the best schools in the country. Especially,
yeah,
like,
nah, where they're... Technology. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, especially the location, too. Like, Massachusetts, that area, there's a lot of, really good schools, like Harvard and... What are the schools around there?
In Massachusetts, like, I guess, BU.
Yeah.
I think, is it Northeastern there? Or is that Illinois? I don't really know. That might be Illinois. Or Northwestern. It might be one of the two. I don't... Regardless, continue with your point.
Yeah. There's a lot of schools you can get into. If you go there for sports, it's like, whatever. It's still, like, a great school to get into. If you go to college, you're, like, already... As soon as you come out of high school, you go to college, you're already, like, steps ahead of people in life. Like, I was talking... some people. I was talking to my math teacher during the school year, and he was talking about, like, you have a higher percentage of going or getting, like, this amount of money if you you finished college with a bachelor's or something. I was like, sounds intriguing. Still think college is a scam, but still intriguing.
Yeah, I don't know. The way I think about it is being an athlete, I'm probably going to go to college. If it's not for free, it's going to be for a very discounted price, right? Mm-hmm. So college, no matter what, it won't be a scam for me. Even if I don't get a degree, even if I drop out, it's the risk... is the reward is so worth the risk, because there's barely any risk involved. But for your regular student who has to pay full tuition, like your average student, then it's probably not worth it, to be honest. Because unless you know, and especially if you're undecided in, like, your major and you don't know what you want to do, you probably want to take a couple gap years until you know what you want to do, because you're just gonna get yourself into debt for no reason. I think the only reason you should go to college is, one, if, like, your path requires you to go to college, like, say you want to be, like, a doctor or something, and you have to go through, like a doctor, like, under course or something, or, like, you know, graduate school. If you want to be a lawyer, you have to go to, like, law school, right? Like, that obviously or if you're going by sports, because it's going to be free or near free anyways. So, like, you might as well pay attention in class. And worst comes to worst, when your playing days are over, you have a degree to lean back on. And then three, I don't know. Like, honestly, that should be the only two reasons. I mean, if you just want to go to college, go to college. I mean, like, I guess you're going to play. I guess you're going to go to college. I don't know. Like,
mm-hmm. There's, like, a lot of, like, you go into the business world. I mean, obviously, they're going to be looking at your resume like, oh, what college you go to? But that's not going to be, like, the most important thing that happens. Mm-hmm. Like, you could, there could be a dude that gets a master's in, like, some type of business thing. And then somebody who, like, is a college dropout that was, like, I don't know, could have been, like, environmental science and could get a job over somebody who got that master's. Because, like, mm-hmm. they probably did internships during college or did a bunch of stuff. So, like, you don't really, I mean, college is important to some degree, like, not to the degree that, like,
yeah,
a lot of people are stressing over.
It's also how you use college too, because college can be really good if you get a lot of connections, because most of the world, like, when you get to the real world, no one's going to really care about your degree, but they're going to care a lot about who you know. So that's how I see it, at least, because I know a lot of people, like, or even if I don't know them, but, like, you see a lot of people who are, like, really successful, and you ask them, like, their highest level of education, they're like, GED, you know? So it's, and but it's just like, so how'd you get to it? But how'd you get there? It's because, like, you know, I did internships, like you, like Zion said, or I worked here and I got connections here and then I built my way up. But that's not through, like, that's not education based. I'm not saying education is important. I'm not saying, like, don't go to college. Especially, and if you're listening to me and thinking you shouldn't go to college from a kid who's not even in college yet, then that's on you. That's your fault. I think it's getting more and more connection based instead of being like, oh, what's your resume like?
Yeah. I feel like not really a lot of stuff you could learn. Actually, everything's on the internet nowadays. So if you want to learn, like, how to do something, like, in a profession that you want to do, you can literally just go on the internet rather than spend hours upon hours in college. And, like, a lot of people that I've talked to are, like, go to college for the experience rather than, like, the education. Because there's a lot of colleges that have, like, decent education, but, like, have great experiences rather than, like, terrible experiences and great education, and you end up doing the same thing as somebody who went to the college that has a great experience rather than good education.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question. Would you, say you had, what's the palette of classes? It's usually like, you have an English, science, math, history. Am I missing something? Oh, a language. But would you take a language in college?
Maybe.
Okay, so we're going to say no. Just for my question. English, science, math, history. So you have four subjects, right? Mm-hmm. And attendance isn't mandatory. But, like, because I know a lot of colleges, they don't even grade homework or anything. But, like, all your grade, like, your whole grade is going to be, like, a couple tasks and a couple projects, right? Mm-hmm. But attendance isn't mandatory. So all you have to do is, say, for instance, so you have, your whole grade is based off of, because I know some colleges do, like, it's based on one paper, it's based on one midterm, like one test. So say you're in math class. I'm going to do this for every class. Say you're in math class, and I guess science class, it's the same thing. Say you're in math, or no. I'm stuttering a lot. Say you're in math class, just spit it out, Carl. Say you're in math class, right, and you have one test. That's your whole first semester grade, right? But attendance is mandatory. And it's just covering, like, the whole first semester, right? Would you go to class?
That's a good question. It's not mandatory, but, like, mm-hmm. what's the grade going to? Like, because I'm not going to, like, I'm, to be honest, like, a math, I'm not going to really be doing stuff in math, hopefully. So, like,
I mean, probably take one, like, test. An entry level class. Yeah, one test is your whole grade. Or it's like 95%, the other 5%. No, because that sentence isn't mandatory. So, like, yeah, your whole grade is one test.
I mean, I'll go to class, like, I wouldn't go to class every day, to be honest, because like I could meet with the teacher later. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
So I was thinking about it. I think, if, especially even a math class where I'm good at math, I'm good enough at math to where I don't need a teacher. I just wouldn't go to class because, mm-hmm. like, if you know the, if you already know the topics of the test, right? I can in the class, say the class is like an hour and a half, right? Mm-hmm. The lecture. I can probably get the same material done in 45 minutes to an hour. And if I need any help, I would just go in. And I would ask the teacher. Or I'd email them. Or I'd Zoom mm-hmm. them, since that's the thing now. But I don't think I'd have to go in, right? Okay, so now say it's science. Same thing. Tense is mandatory. It's one thing, it's 100%. But now it's like a group project. Would you go in?
No. I definitely wouldn't. What? It's a group project?
So would you just let them do, like, how would you go about it?
Nah, the I would, then? Like, if it's, is it like a presentation or is it just like you hand it in?
I guess, give me either, give me like what you do for both.
See, in presentation, like, I wouldn't go to class, but I'd be like, what y'all need me to do? Just tell me what you need me to do and I'll do it. Like, just give me the information and I'll put it out. Like if I, they'd be like, all right, we have to do this and this and this and present it this way. I'd be like, all right, just give me the numbers and I'll write it down. And I'll do whatever. But if it was a presentation, I'd say I'd do that. And then I'd present it during the class, like, mm-hmm. or in front of the class, like, here's this. And I'd try to talk more than everybody else. So that'd be my my participation in the group.
This guy. All right, so what if it was you just handed in?
I already said that one.
No, you said...
No, I said that one, but it was like mixed in.
Oh, yeah, because you would just talk more if it was a presentation. But if yeah. it wasn't, then you wouldn't have to talk anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for a presentation, I would go in a couple times just like to like dress rehearse. Because like, especially if I don't know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. like get some note cards or something just to see the flow. But if it's 10, then you're not seeing me in that class. You're never seeing my face. To most Definitely teachers, not. I just would be a name on a sheet. I would just be a name on it, like, to be honest. All right. English and history can be the same thing. No attendance, but you have a paper due, research paper. How long? Like 20 pages, but a whole semester. You going into class?
I'm going into class to talk to the teacher. I'd show my face a few times so the teacher knows who I am, and then I'd go meet with the teacher more, like off to the side. Mm-hmm. But like, I'd probably go into history more. Cause like, yeah. so I could meet with the teacher, like go over my paper and stuff. It'd probably be mm-hmm. the same thing with English too. Like, just go over what we was talking about in class.
Would you make any trips to the library? Say it was like history.
I don't know. Playing sports, they're probably gonna make me because they got study halls and stuff. So
yeah, that's true. Hey man, you can go to the library, but that's not going to the library. You know, yeah. to like
on my own time.
Yeah,
I'd probably go maybe once or twice, like towards the due date.
I don't know. I think for just those classes, especially if it's a paper, I feel like you need to go to the class at least like most of the time. Like I wouldn't go every day, but I'd go most of the time just because a lot of those paper grades are based on how much they like you. Mm-hmm. And just the quality of the work, of course. But like, there's something to be said, especially in English, for how much the teacher likes you, or because it's you're writing, they're reading. Like they can't, like say you're writing a personal essay, they can't grade you. They can't say your personal essay is wrong because it's personal. But they'll grade your mechanics. They'll grade the story, how it's written, the flow, and then they'll grade like you as a person. Like a little, like a chunk of the grade is how they view you as a person.
You know what's annoying to me though?
So
I hate how how teachers grade rough drafts. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why are you grading like my skeleton? That's like judging somebody like how they look on their bones. Like no skin, well, I mean, no meat, no nothing, no organs. That's like you're kind of ugly. How do you know I look ugly? This is literally bare bones. But a lot of teachers would be like, this needs to be your final draft. That gets revised.
Well, we don't get we. I mean, my teachers don't grade rough drafts.
Well, my teachers graded rough drafts twice this year, and they like lowered my grades. Like, come on, yo. I was like, are you kidding me,
boy? Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I was like, are you kidding me?
No way. We what we had was we got Wait, no, I think no, we didn't. We never did. What we did, we got a bunch of comments on it, but we never had a grade.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah. Damn, your teachers just don't like you. That's what it is. Because there's no way. If I got a rough draft graded, I'd be so pissed off. Because especially on rough drafts, and if any of my teachers are watching this, I don't do this. I just know people who do this. But allegedly, I'll do a rough draft, like, not even the day before, not even the night before, like, a couple hours before. Like, allegedly... There was one class where we had like a rough draft for like a it was like an analysis or something, but it had to be like two paragraphs, right? And what I did, I put the periods in a bigger font, and then I put it double spaced, and then I wrote like a couple of terrible sentences. And when they checked it, they're like, "This is garbage. Like, are you good?" But then it's like, I got like an A on the paper, and it's like, cause I just teed up, you feel me? But I'm gonna try in the final draft. But in the rough draft, this is me just trying new things. This is me just playing around. And I also, I don't know if you're like this, but you probably are, because I think we do the same thing. I'm like, if I have a week to do a project, that project is getting, say it's Monday to Friday and the project's due Saturday, that project is getting done Friday. Because from Monday to Thursday, say it's a paper, I might type like 5 words per hour. But once that Friday comes and it's grind time, that's like 20 words per minute, bro. I just start clicking away, revising Grammarly, and that paper comes out beautifully. But if I wrote it from Monday to Thursday, the paper's like terrible. I'm like, what am I writing? I don't know if it's a clutching to me. I don't know what it is, bro. But like, I just work better under a time crunch, which is so bad because that just leads to procrastination. But yeah. Like, I don't know, it works. But
yeah, a lot of teachers be telling me, be like, you gotta stop with all this procrastination. But like, my best work is made out of procrastination. Mm-hmm. Like, to be honest, like if I have a project that's due like. Say it's due Saturday, and I have Monday through Friday to do it. It's like much harder for me to get the one, get the motivation, and two, like get the like words to write. Like if it's a paper, to do it during the week, because like one, I have other classes that I have homework and stuff for, so I'm thinking about that on top of a paper. And I'm like, by the end of the week, usually, I don't really have homework. I don't do homework on weekends. This year I didn't, because my first two periods on Mondays were freeze. So I would just do it during my freeze. But I don't know what my schedule is looking like next year. But yeah. So I would have like ample time to do homework on weekends rather than... wait through the whole week, other homework that I have to do that I'm thinking about, rather than like, I'd rather spend 4 hours one day doing a project rather than 1 hour each day of the week doing that same project, in my opinion.
I definitely agree. Yeah,
because it'd be like 1 hour of this, and then like, say this is like an English paper, 1 hour of the English paper, then like 45 minutes science. I don't really have history homework this year, but let's say like 30 minutes of science, and then you have like 45 minutes of math, rather than like taking out that hour each day that you could rest and go to sleep or work out or something, or I don't know, study for something else. Then I'd rather have that hour than anything else. And yeah. I know a lot of people be like, oh, you'd have 4 hours to work or to rest the last day. Or maybe I'm just using my time better and having that 4 hours. And plus, on crunch time, procrastination days, that 4 hours turns into 2 hours. Because you just, I feel like everything just flows. mm-hmm. in the, during that time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think I agree. Like time feels like slower. Yeah, time feels slower when you're in crunch time, and then all of a sudden it's like you're done, and it feels like you've been doing this for like hours, and it's like, oh, only an hour and a half. Like, you know, like, oh, I'm just done. Like, it feels like you're just, it doesn't even feel like you're flying. It feels like you're just flying through, I guess. And I was also going to say that, I don't know, I got into the habit of not doing homework. Allegedly.
This is all speculation.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's a good piece of evidence. but, I don't know. I feel like homework is just, the reason why I don't really do homework anymore, allegedly, is because I feel like homework is just trying to cement what you know, what you learned in the class. But why would I do the homework if I already have that thing cemented? Like, we would be learning, like, say, for instance, let's say a student was learning, the angles of a circle. You know, it's like 90, 180, 360, all that stuff, right? And then we have homework on that stuff. Now, why would I do the homework for that if I already know the angles? Because it's not cementing anything new for me. So at the end of the day, like, while it might be helpful for someone, because like, oh, it's gonna help me memorize all the angles. For me, it's just a bunch of numbers on a sheet that I already know. So I'm like, why am I doing this? And then sometimes I try and do homework. I really do, allegedly. But then I like snap out of it. I'm like, yo, I refocus. I'm like, why am I doing this? And then I just like don't do it. I just have no motivation after that. So I don't know.
Nah, I've been trying to like put up my teacher's ear, like, homework is really useless. Like, why do we have tests and quizzes if we're literally quizzing ourselves every single night?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if we're cementing in what we learned in class, like during the year, like let's say my math class, right? The meeting with my teacher, because I usually would have a free right before a test or a quiz, I would meet with him the period before, learn 10 times as much as I would like doing the homework.
Mm-hmm.
Like the homework would hardly help me, and then I would get the I would meet with him before the class or before the quiz or test, learn everything, and I'd be like, what is the point of us doing this homework if I'm just gonna know exactly what I'm what we're studying the period before the test? Like, that just makes 10 times more sense. If I like, what is the point of homework? My question.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I'm also glad to kind of get out of high school, because I don't know if there's definitely this in St. Luke's. Like, a lot of people, I'm honestly not gonna name any names. And like, if you feel offended by this, you're probably just one of the people who experience this. Like, you know, like, the shoe fits. But there's a lot of people who get grades they don't deserve.
Yeah.
Like ridiculous.
Talk to him,
like,
man.
Like, I'm not gonna be like, I'm studying McGee, and I'm not gonna be like, oh, everyone who gets a better grade than me is like, oh, they're like, they don't deserve it. Because there's a lot of people who are smarter than me, who are generally smarter than me, and they deserve everything they get. Like, all the good grades they get, valedictorian, they deserve it. There's people who study even less than I do, and I barely study. I'm at 1%. There's people who study like 0%. There's people, but they are so smart that they can get good grades, and they totally deserve them. And it's all props to them. Like, they're definitely smarter than me. But there's also people who, it's not even like, I just know more material than them. And I know more material than them. And that's not like no cocky stuff, but I know more than you. And I know there's something better than you. And I'm just like, how are you getting a better grade than me? Or how did you, or how are you getting an A? Like, bro, like, I know you don't know that. And it's just like, it irks me, because it feels like some grades are handed out. And then when I get a good grade, I don't even feel like the satisfaction of getting a good grade. Cause I'm like, oh, like, it don't even mean nothing. Cause anyone can get an A if they like really try hard enough to, and it like devalues the whole thing. Like, I don't, like, you felt that, right, Zion?
Yeah. I was thinking like, our schools that we go to, they're literally the real world. Cause you see a lot of rich kids like get a leg up in the game, whether it be academic or be athletic, because they've just had the resources. Like, there's some kids that go to my school, like, they're raw at the sport that they play, but they've also been getting like the top training from the top coaches since they were like five. Mm-hmm. And like, if I had that much, I always say, if I had that much training, do you know where I would be?
Like, yeah, I agree with that. Nah, because that's crazy. Because there's some people who I'm like, well, if I had the personal shooting machine in my backyard, if I had the hoop at my backyard, bro, if I had the top coaches in the country, it's not even the state, it's the country, bro. Like, I would legitimately be a 4 or 5 star recruit, and that's like not cognitive. But if you're training that much and you have natural skill to go with it, like, you're definitely getting to that level. And I know I'd get to the level if I had some of that resources. But you know, like,
yeah, like, and even academic, right? There's a lot of kids I like share classes with, been in the same classes with them forever, like. They have tutors and stuff that write their papers. Like, their tutors be doing their homework for them. Obviously, I'm not going to name names. But, like, I heard a lot of people, like, have so much more, like, not even opportunities. Because we have the same opportunities but different resources to like, do with these opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, We're both going to the same school, but like, how am I getting worse grades than you? You study less than me, and that's saying so, because my study habits, they could be 10 times better. Like, not gonna lie, next year I got a T up, but they study less than me. They don't do homework. They don't do their papers. They have people writing for them, and then now they're gonna be going to colleges like.
Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not because they're smarter than me, because I know for a fact I'm smarter than a lot of kids that are going to be going to these really good schools.
Mm-hmm.
But they've had the resources to be doing to do all this stuff, which is kind of annoying. It's like the real world. Like, there's a lot of people who, especially that look like me and Carl, have the same, they could be doing the same jobs as some other people and not be getting a leg up because, one, they probably don't know as many people, and two, they're like, there's probably people out there trying to help them more than people like us.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's true. And I'm like, you know, I'm always really grateful for like the school and stuff I go to, but like, I don't know. There's just something about it. Like, tell me, like, okay, there's like people, and I'm a really good writer. Like, again, like, no cognitive. I'm not bragging or anything, but I'm a really good writer. Like, I've won a Scholastic Award and stuff. Like, I take pride in my writing ability, right? And there's people who will get like a high grade on me, like a higher grade than me on a paper, right? And they talk about like some paradox, like, deep down, you're really shallow. You feel me? Some paradox like that. And you've never said more than a 3-syllable word to me. So all of a sudden, you know that? Oh, and it's like, and then I asked them, it's like, oh, it's nothing. My tutor just revised it. They didn't revise it. They wrote it, bro.
What do you mean revised?
Yeah.
They took out a whole sentence and put a new one in there.
Yeah, and I'm like, and it gets me pissed off. I'm like, because I just want to go to a teacher and be like, yo, like, for real, like, you're not gonna say anything, because like, I know you hear him. He can't even pronounce the word paradox, and now all of a sudden he's writing these off the top. Come on now, like, come on now, like, oh my god. But I don't know. It irks me, but at the same time, it's like, you're going to have to deal with people getting advantages in the real world anyways. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't be mad because if I'm playing a guy, he has the best trainers in the world. Like, obviously that pisses me off. Or if he has like a dad for a coach, so he doesn't have to sit or anything. Like, we're on the same team and I get sat, but he doesn't see, you know, I know I'm better than him because his dad's a coach. Like, that obviously would piss me off, but it's like, you got to find a way at the end of the day, because that's going to be the real world. Like, you can't just keep like running away or switching problems. You're gonna have to like confront the obstacles in front of you eventually anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
Yeah, we gotta invite them to our colleges. Like, when we get in, we gotta tell them to PU.
Me and Carl, you know what I'm saying? Next year, about to go crazy. He's going to go crazy in basketball, get his offers, his little offers. I'm going to go crazy in football and baseball. They're not even going to see my baseball season.
Oh, yeah, that's facts. Yeah. You're going to already be in the mid into colleges. Yeah.
But,
what we got? We got Chirac on it. We got Chirac. We got Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Baltimore. I'm looking for cities. DC, District of Columbia. We got Virginia.
We looked a little bit at Boston.
Yeah.
Right, that area.
Massachusetts. Pennsylvania. We looked at Pennsylvania. We looked at a couple Connecticut schools, like D1 though.
Yeah.
Like SHU.
But we're really not trying to stay here.
Yeah, I'm really trying to leave. Like, honestly, if I got a D1 offer here, I would really consider leaving anyways. Like, I would really consider it. I would probably accept it at the end of the day, but if I had a D1 offer, we'll put it like this. If Sacred Heart University offered me, and what's the top D2? Give me a top
Mountain
D2.
Union, right, no, that's D3.
That's whatever. If Sacred Heart offered me, because even D3, Mount Union D3 is still like ridiculously tough. Yeah. And Mount Union offered me. Mount Union is like, I think in Ohio. Let me search it up real quick. But okay, so if Sacred Heart in Connecticut offered me, and Mount Union in Ohio offered me, Mount Union is like the Alabama of D3 for football, and then they're also like the Duke of D3 for basketball. They're just tough in all sports. They're like, I don't know what school that's tough in all, like, I guess a Duke, because Duke is pretty much tough in all sports, but they're like an all-around just like powerhouse in D3. I would go, and I didn't have to pay for either of them. I got full rides to both of them. I would go to Mount Union without a doubt, and that's no hate towards Sacred Heart. I just Connecticut, just I'm
don't see me intriguing.
Yeah, I just I'm tired.
Like, it would have to be like my best opportunity to come to Connecticut, or to stay in Connecticut. My fault.
Yeah, and even if I doubt you would get, there would be a best opportunity in Connecticut, because there's no ACC here. Anyways,
UConn's probably the best that would be got.
Yeah, and even that's still like Big East. Mm-hmm. At best. So that wouldn't even be like, as big as the opportunity it is, it's not like a crazy opportunity. Like, it's one thing if you're going to like, if there's a Connecticut school, it's like SEC, because it's like, okay, you're getting coverage, you're getting the best resources that D1 has to offer, you're getting all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, what is it, what's the NEC, NEC,
SEC,
like, no. Oh. No, what like Mount St. Mary's and stuff, isn't it NEC?
I think it might be
NEC or whatever. It's like something 10, like Atlantic 10, like
whatever. It don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter. You get the point. Like, I guess the best school would probably be like BC, because that's ACC. Like, that's really good resources. You know, really good everything. That's probably the best conference in America, or it's definitely top three, because it's like Big Ten, ACC, SEC. So, yeah, I don't think. Do we have anything else to talk about, Zion?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so you know,
it's a short pod compared to what we've been doing.
Yeah, that's facts. We gotta start slow. We gotta get back in rhythm though. Yeah. So let me know your college choices. Let me know where you want to go to college down in the comments, so I can apply there too and hopefully take your spot. And then decline it and laugh in your face. Yeah, that's a toxic way to end off. I like that. I really mess with that. Because what I said at the start, what, they be talking that hate, but they don't really be living it like me?
They don't be living it, man.
They don't be living that hate. Like, yeah. So that's all for today for the Diary of Two Black Kids podcast.
Two Black Kids. Oh, my goodness. Thank y'all for staying this long. Even though this is like one of our shorter pods, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for the next one. If this is the first one you listened to, go ahead, go back to the first one and listen to those.
Yeah. Don't make it your last.
Word. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank y'all.
Peace.
Peace out.